531.
PMA News at 6, Nissan Bulavinaka. I'm Atitahi Potaka News. Over 4 million people have returned their individual forms for the 2023 census, Stats New Zealand said today. According to Census and Collection Operations Deputy Chief Executive Simon Mason, Stats New Zealand did not hit this until the end of April in 2018 census, before adding that approximately 40% of Māori and Pacific people are yet to submit a form. Local politician Efeso Collins wants specific ethnic data of completed census forms released to help engage underrepresented communities.
I've always maintained the position that Stats New Zealand have been pretty woeful when it comes to community engagement, that the community want to work in partnership with Stats New Zealand. And so it's important that once we get this data back from them, we know clearly where people have completed the census forms, what parts of Auckland in particular, and in our more vulnerable communities where we've got high populations of Pacific.
Census collectors will be out in communities until May the 3rd to collect census forms. A Pacific politician has responded to the Have Your Say discussions around budget cuts for festivals in Tāmaki Makaurau. The proposed budget cuts will have an impact on arts and cultural events, which include Polyfest and Pasifika. Labour MP Anahila Kanongakata'a Suisuiki says the decisions made by the leaders of Auckland comes down to the voter turnout.
The problem with Auckland today, 70% of Auckland didn't turn up to vote. And the leadership at the moment is a threat to what communities have worked so hard to do. So I just want to urge everybody out there that the consequences of us not voting will give us the leadership that Auckland has had today.
An independent educational report has found the design of the new NCEA maths and writing tests is unfair on Māori and Pacific teenagers. The design and digital nature of NCEA tests could be contributing to lower pass rates for some groups. This is according to a just published report by Consultants Evaluation Associates. The test requires a level of digital access which disadvantage many Māori and Pacific students. A panel of politicians spoke at the Pacific Child Welfare Conference on their party's plans to tackle child poverty in Aotearoa. The panel included representatives from Labour, National, ACT, Greens and Te Pāti Māori. National MP Dr. Shane Reti was on the panel and says the cost of living is going to be an important issue for voters coming into this year's election.
I think particularly with my Labour colleague, who I consider a friend, I agree with her on one point. She made the statement, judges on our record. I agree. Judge them on their record. Don't disagree at all. And as I said to the audience, if you are better off in this last 6 years, then you know the decision you need to make. But if you're not, if you're sitting here today and you can't afford bread and you can't afford your rent, you need to reflect whether it's time for a change.
While you're sleeping, I try to make you proud. So daddy, won't you just close your eyes?
That's the soulful sounds of William Thongi, who auditioned for the singing show American Idol and has now shot to stardom. 18-year-old Thongi is of Samoan and Tongan descent and auditioned for the show in honour of his late father. Thongi will now compete for a spot in the top 24, and he says the experience has brought new learnings.
I always dreamed about it, and I was so scared. Right before I went on, I knew what butterflies felt like. I was wrong. It was all that I thought it was and more. And I thought you just went and sing, but it's more than that. You have practice, you have to learn a lot of new songs. I'm just trying to get ready for this Hollywood week, learning a lot of songs I never heard before, and just trying to get my music variety out there.
And to sport, Moana Pasifika kick off this weekend's sport with a clash tonight against the Highlanders at Mount Smart Stadium. Moana looking to snap their losing streak after 5 losses to the start of the season. Kickoff is at 7:05 p.m. Meanwhile, the Fiji Indrua will face the Melbourne Rebels tomorrow night at the HFC Bank Stadium in Suva. 4:35 p.m. New Zealand time is kickoff. And that's PMN News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmnnews.co.nz.